Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. For the second day in a row, Florida added more than 5,000 new positive coronavirus cases. The state also reported another 46 deaths. That's according to official numbers from the State Department of Health, which has tallied more than 3,300 total deaths and 114,000 cases since the start of the pandemic. Governor Ron DeSantis said again today he would not require all Floridians to wear face coverings. U.S. officials believe as many as 20 million Americans have contracted the coronavirus since COVID-19 first appeared in the country, suggesting millions had the virus and never knew it. That's nearly 10 times as many infections as the 2.3 million cases that have been confirmed in the U.S., which leads the world in coronavirus cases. Residents were delayed entry into a Tampa City Council meeting today. WMNF's Josh Holton reports tensions rose when police officers physically stopped speakers who were trying to bring signs into the meeting.
Last weekend, activist Jay Passmore was hit by a truck during a protest, leaving her with a concussion. She tried to bring a sign into City Council today that read defund the police, but was pushed back. Angel D'Angelo was with her at the time.
So it became quite a scuffle between the police and a black woman on crutches over a sign. When they couldn't solve the Seminole Heights killing, they haven't solved the hit and run that occurred Sunday, but they can enforce a sign order. So I think it aligns with our conversation about reimagining public safety.
In spite of her injuries, Passmore will be going back to Hyde Park for another protest this Saturday at 4 p.m.
I will be returning to the site of where I was struck by a white supremacist in his car. We will not give up. We will continue to demand more from our city officials.
The goal of the rally is to defund the police and pressure Mayor Jane Castor to fire Police Chief Brian Dugan, who has been receiving criticism for Tampa police use of force on unarmed protesters. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.
The Supreme Court has strengthened the Trump administration's ability to deport people seeking asylum without allowing them to make their case to a federal judge. Immigration experts suggested the administration would use the court's sweeping language to bolster broader efforts to restrict asylum. The High Court's 7-2 decision applies to people who are picked up at or near the border and who fail their initial asylum screenings, making them eligible for quick deportation or expedited removal. Three Sarasota police officers have tested positive for COVID-19. They are the agency's first positive cases, and all three are at home on quarantine. The Tampa Bay area is under a heat advisory until 6 this evening. At the University of Tampa, it's 94 degrees Fahrenheit, but it feels like 107. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs will be in the high 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
Many Americans can't believe that political coups are part of our country's history. But consider the Wall Street Pooch of 1933. Never heard of it? It was a corporate conspiracy to oust Franklin Roosevelt, who had just been elected president. With the Great Depression raging and millions of families financially devastated, FDR had launched several economic recovery programs to help people get back on their feet. To pay for this crucial effort, he had the audacity to raise taxes on the wealthy, and this enraged a group of Wall Street multimillionaires. Wailing that their, quote, liberty to grab as much wealth as possible was being shackled, they accused the president of mounting a class war. To pull off their coup, they plotted to enlist a private military force made up of destitute World War I veterans who were upset at not receiving promised federal bonus payments. One of the multimillionaire's lackeys reached out to a well-respected advocate for veterans, retired Marine General Smedley Darlington Butler. They wanted him to lead 500,000 veterans in a march on Washington to force FDR from the White House. But they chose the wrong general. Butler was a patriot and lifelong soldier for democracy who in his later years was critical of corporate war profiteering, and he was repulsed by the hubris and treachery of these Wall Street aristocrats. He reached out to a reporter, and together they gathered proof to take to Congress. A special congressional committee investigated and found Butler's story, quote, alarmingly true, leading to public hearings with Smedley Darlington Butler giving detailed testimony. This is Jim Hightower saying, by exposing the traitors, this courageous patriot nipped their coup d'etat in the bud. But their sense of entitlement reveals that we must beware of the concentrated wealth of the imperious rich, for it poses an ever-present danger to your and my majority rule.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, hightowerlowdown.org.